it's time for Paul's People.
A British designer has created a solution to that problem. Well, I don't know about you, but I always have this problem of trying to operate my touchscreen phone whilst I don't have a free hand, because the other hand, quite frankly, is busy. Dominic Wilcox has invented a beak-like stylus for your nose, allowing you to peck the phone's controls. Dominic, he's on the phone right now. Morning, Dominic.
Good morning.
Sir, it is a wonderful piece of work. What gave you the inspiration in the first place? Was it birds maybe using mobile phones? Was it the fact that maybe you were driving? Tell us what happened.
Well, I do use Twitter, but that's a different thing. But no, I was in the bath and I got a text.
Yeah.
And the phone was within hand reach.
Sure.
I thought, no, I'll just have a check. And then I pick up the phone with one hand, obviously. And yeah. Then I get distracted. I think, oh, I'll just check my emails.
Yeah.
And then I realise that my other hand is in the water.
So one hand was dry, one hand wet at that point.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry, there you go.
So then I wanted to scroll down to see my emails, but of course I couldn't do it. And I didn't want to use my thumb.
It's going to drop. You know you're going to have a slippage. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So I'd started to use my nose. And I don't think I'm alone in doing this.
No, you're not alone. No.
So I just thought, well, if I could extend my nose out a bit further.
Yeah.
You know, if I could take it forward.
Sure.
Then maybe that's a solution. So basically that was the start.
So what was the prototype nose?
You can buy things like it's called a stylus, which is a little handheld, like pen.
Yeah.
So I went out and bought one of them. And then I bought some clay, and I basically just moulded it over my nose and wrapped it around this stylus. So the stylus end is at the top.
Brilliant,
at the end of the nose. And
it must look like the front of a jump jet Harrier with the stylus there.
Well, I do, but, you know, when I'm in my bath, I'm by myself, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah. So basically you get into the bath now, then you can just keep one hand in the bath, doing whatever it does, whilst holding your mobile device with the other hand, and then navigating using your, well, what is it, a beak or a nose? What do you call it?
I've called it a finger nose.
Finger nose. That works well. Yeah. Is it useful for not just the bath? Obviously, that's what you're using it for.
Well,
where else could you use it?
If it's cold in, you've got gloves on.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. That could be the real big seller.
So listen, it is genius, Dominic, and thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Raymond Baxter turning in his grave. 7:46. This is gold.